Jimmy Kimmel said the contaminator in chief was in Florida the other night to host a maskless rally, which he claimed was okayed by doctors. Kimmel said, "That's good news, though it'll be nice to get back to having a president who's only mentally ill." Trevor Noah was talking about the vice presidential debate, and he said, "Pence dodged questions like they were a PG-13 movie." Conan O'Brien says, "I love the fall, the crisp air, the colorful trees, the ever-present sense of looming annihilation." Conan again, "I'm sorry, but how can dogs play at a time like this?" And Larry the Cable Guy says, "I was asked to be a judge at a chili cook-off. I asked why, because I'm famous? And they said, no, because you're fat." I thought it would update the comedy power rankings. This is an occasional feature here on Daily Comedy News. And there's no real rhyme or reason other than a gut feeling. And if you guys tweet at me, so let's go from top to bottom. The most powerful comedian in the world, according to the Comedy Power Rankings, is Bill Burr. You know that because I put it in the title of the episode. There was no spoiler there. Burr, you know, he had a great episode of Saturday Night Live, and people are still arguing about it 2 or 3 days later. So good on you, Bill Burr. Plus, he's funny and does cool podcasts. And Bill Burr, number one. Number two in the Comedy Power Rankings, Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know if you know, he's got a new book. You do know, because I've mentioned the book every day for the last week and a half, and that is why Jerry Seinfeld is number two. He's been in the news every day. But if Jerry Seinfeld's number two, his kryptonite must be number three. Bobcat Goldthwait is number three in the Comedy Power Rankings. Why? Because if I walked up to Jerry Seinfeld and I said, "Hey, Bobcat Goldthwait says hi," Jerry would go on a tirade for like 5 minutes. So Bobcat Goldthwait at number three. Number four, my favorite comedian, Adam Sandler. His movies, they're hilarious. You saw Hubie Halloween. You know how great it was. He is awesome. And, you know, as much as I can hate on him, the man makes bank. Number four is Adam Sandler. Speaking of comedians I love, number five in the Comedy Power Rankings is Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. She does TikTok videos. She pimped minds to Donald Trump, and she's one of Variety's 10 comics to watch. And, you know, people just love Sarah Cooper. So Sarah Cooper, with her Trump impressions, President Trump is still the president. So Sarah Cooper still has a career. Did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Number six, Jimmy Fallon. Remember earlier in the year, I was giving him crap for having crappy monologue jokes? His jokes are on point now. Might be Jimmy, might be the writers, but his name's on the marquee. Jimmy Fallon, number six in the Comedy Power Rankings. Number seven, Dave Chappelle, because even when he doesn't do anything, everybody still talks about Dave Chappelle. I cannot leave him off a list. That makes him very powerful. He's number seven. Number eight, Ricky Gervais, because at any second, Ricky could announce a new project and the internet will blow up. He's very powerful. Even when he's just home adopting a new cat, Pickles, I think is the cat's new name. Ricky Gervais, number eight on the Comedy Power Rankings. Number nine, Mark Normand. His new album is hilarious. His tweets are very funny. He's a good guy. Mark Normand, you should check him out. And number 10, because I use his tweets, a couple times a week. I just used one before. Larry the Cable Guy is number 10 in the Comedy Power Rankings. I'll update that again down the road. Let me know if you like them. Facebook.com/Daily Comedy News or tweet at me at DCNPod, at DCNPod. And you can tell me the list is cool or you can tell me the list is crap. Falling off the list is Joe Rogan, who was number one last time I made the list, but he's not on it this week. But he talked about the rumors that Spotify is interfering with his show. And Rogan said, "They haven't said anything to my manager. They haven't said anything to me. They've said nothing." Joe said this on his podcast. "They've apparently had meetings, but they have a lot of meetings. They have meetings about all sorts of shows. They have meetings about the music they have. You work for Spotify? Maybe you should listen to some of the lyrics. Maybe you should listen to some of the lyrics, because some of the lyrics in some of the music you guys play over and over again makes my show pale in comparison." Joe also had some fun with a YouTube video by someone named Awaken JP. This was making the rounds last week. And the video makes fun of Joe Rogan's relationship with Spotify. And Joe retweeted it. You should definitely check that out. Awaken JP. Bert Kreischer, you know him. He was one of the first acts to do drive-in theaters. Well, he is teaming up with Tom Segura. The Two Bears, One Cave podcast, they're going out on the road. They're going to do the Rose Bowl drive-in on Wednesday, October 28th. And the show, I love this, it's called Two Bears, One Bowl. Kamau Bell caught up with KQED, and they said, "Hey, as we head into the election, what do you make of the political climate in America today?" Kamau said, I think it's really important for all of us, but especially for young people, to realize this is not how things are supposed to go. This is not just like, we elected a Republican, then we elected a Democrat, and we elected a Republican. This is not the normal state of things in America, and that is extraordinary. This is the part of history that they write about, and I really think the identity of this nation's at stake right now, so I don't think there's any way to overstate that. While voting's a big part of it, that's not going to solve all our issues. It's really about, does the United States have the appetite for true structural change in nearly every institution? The Laugh Button asked Lewis Black, hey, Lewis Black, throughout the pandemic and all this craziness, how did you manage to stay sane through it all? Lewis said, I didn't, much like many people. I think we're going to have to deal with it when it's all over. The first 10 weeks I was in solitary confinement. Now I had a good solitary confinement because I have a nice place to live in New York City and nice outdoor space in my apartment. So I had a way to walk around, but I couldn't leave my apartment because I was told not to leave my apartment. Just stay there. You're at very high risk. You don't want to go outside. And there was no information because we weren't getting any information, you know, because Trump was doing the press. And when I saw that he was doing the press conferences, I went, my God, no one's protecting us. There's no protection. And 60 Minutes asked Jerry Seinfeld, you know, Jerry from the Comedy Power Rankings. He was promoting his book. And they said, hey, Jerry, are you seeing comedy in this mess? And Jerry Seinfeld said, I did write some things down. Oh, the thing about that's the first thing they told you. Remember? They don't say it anymore, but they said, don't touch your face. Okay, so we're going to stop the whole world, and you can't do this, but don't do that. How? How do you not do this when they're telling you we shut down the world? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And that is your comedy news for today. Let me run down the places you can subscribe. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you don't already. And that's a good place to leave a rating and a review. You know, you can write 5 stars. No, don't write 5 stars. Well, you could. But tap 5 stars and then you write something, which could be 5 stars, or you could write something like, hey, I really like the Comedy Power Rankings, or whatever the hell you want to write. I'll just take a 5-star ranking. Thank you very much. So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we're on Amazon now, and I say we as if there's this whole staff and it's not just me in my basement. Spotify, we're on a couple services. We again. We're in a couple services in India. I've got a lot of new listeners in India. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. It's fun because those guys are already up when the episode publishes. So by the time I get out of bed, I've got like a couple hundred listens. And I'm like, yes, it's going to be a good day for the stats today. And Spotify, you've heard of that. You can follow on Spotify. I'll shut up now and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.